What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Larry Mons Podcast. It's a special one today. I'm sitting here with my cohort, my brother, and my cousin, Gary Cantrell, co-host of Gary Larry's Edible Adventures. I talk about him all the time, and he's here today. We are chilling in South Carolina. Say hello, Gary.
How you doing, man?
Hey.
Can't believe I'd ever see the day where you're doing a podcast, but not on my podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's wicked cool, man.
Yeah, I remember months ago, because you've been doing this for like a little over 10 years.
True.
And I always wanted to start one of my own, but I didn't really know how to do it.
Well, you sure as hell know how to do it now. I listen to your podcast every week. You sound like a professional.
Well, little background ambiance.
We're on vacation. Yeah. Having fun.
Gary's wife, Heather, it's her cousin. Yeah. Her cousin, her husband's house, and it's a packed house.
It's a packed house. Packed to the rafters, as they say in wrestling.
Packed to the rafters. But yeah, no, my whole challenge was, you know, first finding a topic, but we're not going to go into that. You know, I went in on here why I changed what I changed, and this is more, really, it's mine, so I talk about, really, if I want to talk about being constipated for an hour in the bathroom, I will, but I'm not going to.
Please do.
I'm going to try to keep it focused on content creation specifically, whether it's podcasting or making a video or talking about editing a video, but lately, the past few times, like, I've talked about how you've been an inspiration. Like, literally everything I've learned from you. So I guess I kind of wanted to start.
Well, you're pretty much fucked at that point.
I want to pretty much start when you got started with everything. Because I am generally curious, like, you started with the radio stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, April of 2007, there was a website called Blog Talk Radio, and basically it's a website where you would call in like a toll-free number, and you were on the air. I'm using air quotes for those that are listening, and not a professional there. Air quotes, you would be on the air, so basically you would call the number, and you were on the air, and people could listen to you. I realize you just said on the air like five times. and the quality was just terrible, but it was really, you know, I owe a lot to it, because had I not had that, I probably wouldn't have, you know, learned anything.
And you would just talk about?
Wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling, yeah. And then what after that was the shoot?
No, that was the shoot.
Oh, that was the shoot. Yeah. Then you would just talk about, you would just watch the different events every week, and you would just kind of recap them and talk about it.
Yeah, clearly you, like so many others, are confused because I flip-flop so many times. Like, the shoot, we were there for 3 years straight, then we went on a hiatus, then we came back 3 years later. I say we, it was just me when I came back.
It sounds more professional when you say we.
Yeah, I guess like, you're right. I guess you're right.
Me and the team. Yeah, the team is a...
But it was just so much burnout over the time. And I mean, I think that, you know, as you'll probably figure out in your journey, is that, you know, there will be burnout that will come. And I think after that first 3 years, I ran myself just pretty much roughshod and into the ground. I was creatively bankrupt and wanting to get out in the fastest way possible. But what I realized was, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And so I was wanting to dip my toes back in periodically. And I think really, I mean, just to kind of summarize it so we don't have to spend 30, 40 minutes talking about, you know, the ups and the downs. But I think what it was I was just trying to realize that I wanted to do more than just wrestling, essentially. That's like the punchline, was I wanted to do just more of a general type of thing. But I was kind of pigeonholing myself into one area, and it was pretty much like banging my head against a brick wall.
Yeah, like when I started mine, you know, I remember with the pandemic, like I got like heavy into like listening to comedy and comedy podcasts, and I was like, oh, that's what I'll do.
Yep.
But then like I hit a wall, because like especially when you're like, I'm a nobody. And of course, like these other known comedians who have podcasts, it's easy for them to get guests because people know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
So
really easy if you have people that you know, and people that know who you are.
But it's like having to, like, I was having to like message multiple people every day, and that just got so tiring.
Yeah.
Like, it was easy, but it was tiring.
Well, and I know you're like me in the sense where, you know, there's a lot of anxiety associated with that because you're like, what are they going to say? Are they going to judge me? Is it going to be a yes? Is it going to be a no?
And then it's if they say it, says it's like talking to a stranger. And that kind of gave me the feel of actually just doing one in general.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole, you know, the whole me realizing I need to put more work into our primary project. Gary Laird's Edible Adventures, youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. I do that all the time when I mention it. I say youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures.
Click it.
So I decided to change the podcast. I'm like, you know, I just want to just talk about random stuff and not, you know, and try to, because it's, like you said, niche down. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to be like a more broad thing, kind of like more along the lines of yours, where you kind of keep it central around.
I don't know what is my podcast right now. Like, I'm just recording random shit at this point.
I mean, I didn't,
let's be honest.
I tried your idea of just hitting record and talking, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, but,
well, you're like, doing it right now pretty damn good.
But, I mean, like, I...
you mean your solo stuff.
Yeah, the solo thing, and I'm just like, well, I'll keep, like, the focus on, like, videos and, like, creation stuff like that, and I'll sprinkle in just personal stuff, like, oh, this is what I did this weekend, you know, and that, I mean, that's been working for the 8 people that are listening to it every week.
I know the struggle.
But, I mean,
I think it's, 27 listened to mine last week.
a lot goes into it, like, things I've learned from you are, you know, quality over quantity, and I've said this to my base of 6 listeners. The numbers,
I thought it was 8. What happened to 8?
The number's gonna go down every time I mention it.
Are you not counting you and me?
Yeah.
Or do you listen? Do you go back and listen to make sure it was okay?
No,
you don't listen.
I review it a little bit.
I listen to every one of mine. I need to play count.
Yeah, no, of course I listen to it.
I have it on Spotify, and I have it on my Downcast app. So that's at least two. That's one stream and one download that go into my numbers.
I listen to it, but no, I as a joke, I'm just like, oh, every time I mention the listeners, I'm like, the number will go down every time I mention it.
Okay, all right.
What the hell was I talking about?
You were talking about your podcast and kind of the vibe of it,
and I'm like, okay, this is easier because it's just me, and I kind of just have an idea, like, okay, I'm gonna talk about X, Y, and Z, and then I talk about X, Y, and Z, mix in a few other things, and then that's it, and that's so much easier. And then, damn, I thought I had a really good burp on the microphone, but I lost it.
Those are the best.
But
I've been trying to work them into our videos lately. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember did you have a podcast episode where you talk about like the perfect length or a good length to make one?
Yes, that was just before my.
There we go.
Excuse me. That was good. I wish I didn't interrupt part of it. Silence, awkward silence.
Yeah, no, yes, sorry, you were, no, yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. I, yes, that was one of the first podcasts that I did, I think this year, actually. And that's before the numbers started declining more and more and more.
the great podcast depression.
Oh, no, my God, man. It's crazy. But, no, yeah, I did do one about length and the perfect length. And I feel like, you know, 20 minutes or less is probably a good length for it, unless you have a guest and, you know, you feel like you could go longer if the conversation warrants it, but try to keep it short and not babble on.
Yeah, I tried to, my first one was like 8 minutes, the second was like 7-something, then like 12 and 12, and then I've been shooting for like 20. Been shooting for 20 lately. What?
He was saying something He doesn't last more than
Yeah. yeah, I don't last more than 2 minutes often.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm pretty quick. Kind of blow my wad very quickly.
But yeah, it's Ryan was in the background.
Yeah,
mouthing
yeah,
something funny.
My wife's cousin, my cousin.
Yes, as I said, because there's no video for this, so there's lots of stuff happening in the background.
Yeah, we're having fun though, man. This is fun.
We're having fun. This is fun.
Think about how many podcasts you've done just sitting in your room recording, or you know, in your dining room.
I'm drinking a mango White Claw.
There you go. And this is just kind of a different vibe.
It's
so
a different vibe.
I'm
and
here for it. South Carolina, baby,
and
future home.
South Kakalaki.
That's right. I don't know if they do that. I know
I've always.
Yeah. I know there's North Carolina, North Kakalaki. Yeah. I never heard South Kakalaki. So maybe I don't know if that's a thing. We don't want to make people mad.
Yeah.
You're four listeners.
Yeah, I don't want to get. Yeah, it's now four. I don't want to get canceled because I South Kakalaki.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, and like it's crazy because when I was interviewing comedians, more people were listening to it, but I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's just, I wanted it to be more personal. Like, and now I'm doing it now, I'm enjoying that much more because, I honestly don't have to put much work into it. I'm like, this is what I'm going to talk about this week.
Yeah.
I talk about it due to awesome equipment. I don't have to do much editing.
True.
You know, I mean, circling back around the quality over quantity, like you recommended the Rodecaster Pro to me.
What we're on right now.
And the Rode Pod mic, which is what we're using.
Yeah.
Which is why you want to know where the sound quality comes from. There you go.
There you go.
I
can relate though, man. Like when you're talking about like not really wanted to do the, you know, the interviews, the comedy stuff. I mean, I had the same problem with my own podcast. Like I was interviewing people.
Yeah, even like, and I would watch some of them like, this is good. But it,
I don't want to say it wasn't good.
It got tiring.
It got tiring. Right. I kind of got out of that world, like in my own life. So it didn't feel like I was speaking truth anymore, you know? Even though it was really just like hearing other people's stories, but I just kind of wasn't in that mindset. So I feel like I didn't really have a lot to add. And then like everybody and their mother had one, they were starting it. I'm not saying they were like copying me only or me directly, but there was just like, you know, I remember in 2017 when I was doing it, there's nobody doing it. And then 2018, a couple more people doing it, 2019. It's just like, okay, it's all out there. Now it's time for me to go on to something new, where I can figure it out, you know, and just do something else and have my voice. And what I'm doing now is it's more of like a personal journal, if anything.
Yeah. And that's why I changed the category of mine to personal journals because, excuse me. That's why I changed it on mine too, because it's just a better fit. And yeah, I started at the worst possible time because literally everybody has a podcast now. Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the comedy genre, that is pretty crowded. It's just like if I were to, I can't tell you how many times I thought like maybe doing like another wrestling podcast, and I was just like, God, what's the point? There's so many out there. It's like if I was to do it, it would have to be different from what everybody else is doing, and I don't even know that is something that I could do. I just don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, it's, and like the even, I, and then it's like, oh, like why would somebody want to listen to mine? And like with this, it's just like, I stopped worrying about that. Like I'm, you know, I know we're both slightly narcissistic in certain ways. And like,
probably, yeah.
And I kind of like, I hate the sound of my voice, but I also like hearing it at the same time. Like I like you said, when you record one, you'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Well,
oh, that sounds
kind of like when we were in the bands together. Like, you remember how we would get a rough mix? Ben would give us a rough mix, and we'd go like, oh, how does it sound in a car? How does it sound in a pair of headphones? Like, I'm genuinely curious, like, when I go back and listen to a podcast, even though it's on the same equipment with the same settings, on the same mic every week, there's just a part of it where I'm like, I just want to hear, like, what does it sound like in my car, for instance, or in my AirPods or whatever? Like, what does it sound like? There's a genuine curiosity.
And I just like, it's crazy. Like, when I started, I mean, it was a different name and a different genre when I started, when I released the first one on September 11th.
Yeah.
In 2020. The name changed, of course, and all the old episodes I deleted. I still have them backed up on a hard drive, but I technically started almost a year ago.
Right. Do they still live on YouTube?
Yeah,
they live there.
I mean, they live on YouTube.
Let people enjoy them. That's what I say.
They live on YouTube, but
it's just like all my old shows, like wrestling, all that. It's all out there. You can get it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to take them down.
I figure at least for that, it'd be better to just keep the video up because I'm talking to someone.
True. That makes sense.
And I lost my train of thought.
You were just talking about your podcast and how you were going to leave the videos up and all that stuff.
Yeah. Leave the videos up. I completely lost. Jeez.
I can't say how many times this happened to me over the years. Am
I going to have to delete this one?
No, you're not.
No, this is funny.
This is the one that's going up.
So when I started that, I just had my laptop.
Yeah.
And just a headset.
Yeah.
Then I bought a Rode USB microphone.
Yes.
That was actually more expensive. Kind of, it's just more expensive because it's USB.
Yes.
And set aside money. And you kept telling me if you can afford the extra money, invest in the Rodecaster.
Yeah. It's the best thing out there.
And it's...
That's number two or number three this
number
podcast?
Number three.
Okay, very good. That's a White Claws, baby.
Teehee.
White Claw.
But number three, that was number three. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great quality. The user interface is awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you do the side eye for?
No.
Did you hear something in the background?
No, I was just laughed, yeah. Double J was asking Alexa to turn on the living room lights, and he's thinking, we're at my house.
He don't know where he is.
He has no idea where he's at right now.
But the quality is so much better on this thing. This is great. You hook it into the laptop and just transfer the MP3 directly to the laptop.
Yeah.
It's just there's buttons you can program sounds to, and in my opinion, if you're doing a podcast, this is like a requirement.
Yeah.
Or you need, I know that a lot of people use the Zoom recorders,
Yeah,
you know?
I still got one of those.
And those are good. It's just this just does a lot more.
Oh, a lot more. It's a complete package. It fits in a box, which we brought down here. I mean, that's how easy it is.
I mean, you can do the same thing with the Zoom thing, but this just does a lot more.
Yeah, you can run this off of a USB or a portable battery pack. Like, you could literally take this thing to the beach. You could take it on the side of a mountain, and you can just hook it up to a portable battery, and you're good to go.
And that portable battery pack you got from, like, an offer?
Yeah, so when I bought it, at the time there was a promo. It said, you know, send a proof of purchase to Rode. It was just like a cool package. They sent me the battery. They sent me the cable that hooks into the battery. They sent me these little colored things for the end of the XLR cable. And then they sent me like those little, these guys right here.
A
pack of these for like each of the four channels.
So those, you can't even go, you can't go and buy that now, can you?
No, you can, but I think they piece it all out. You know, you can't. I don't think you can buy it in the package in which I got it. I think you can buy it only separately.
But could I go and just buy the battery pack?
Probably, yeah. But you can use it like pretty much any battery pack. It's the cable from them that is the unique, I think.
Okay, the cable that goes from the back end to it.
Yes.
You need the cable that screws in here, and then what the other end is USB.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like USB-A.
Just regular USB-A.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So it's really just the cable.
Yeah, that's really what's unique.
So you could get like a Mophie battery pack or something.
Yes, I think as long as it has a certain voltage to it whatever it is.
To power this thing.
Yeah.
To power this, you can't buy some USB pack from 7-Eleven, and it would probably blow up.
Ain't going to work.
It might damage this thing. So we're in Charleston, South Carolina until
the 6th.
July 6th.
When does this come out?
Friday the 2nd.
Okay. Cool.
So as of
we're going to be pretty fucking depressed when this thing comes out cuz we're going to be so close to having to go back home.
But yeah, we're doing
well, me anyway.
we're filming a video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yeah.
We had a pretty big lead and somehow it dwindled.
Yes.
I know we took a week off here and there, but I mean it wasn't like
that shit adds up, man.
Yeah. So we're just going to get new videos. I don't think we can really talk much about it. We're just
we haven't filmed them. It's not like it's a big secret. We just haven't filmed them yet. We don't know which days we're going where. I mean, we did Benny Palmetto's today.
Well, as of the release of this one, we've done one, and we've done some supplemental ones that are going to
We did like a truck stop.
A truck stop where we don't eat anything in the video, but it's more so like it's a different kind of video, but it's more so like a tour. It'll be something, it'll be good.
We talked about that too. We were like, how do we find videos where we don't have to eat? And I think we both like to eat good food, but at the same time, it's like, how do we find a video where we can get out of eating? So this is a great strategy. Hey, let's just go to truck stops and there's food in there. Hey, we'll show the people where what they can get when they go to these truck stops that is edible. We're just not partaking in the edible part.
Edible at a truck stop. You know, we go to a truck stop, we're looking at everything. We're looking at how clean the bathrooms are.
Yeah, well, we're not taking a camera in there.
Is there some big redneck guy named Jim Bob staring at you?
Yeah.
In the truck stop.
With the side eye.
Yeah, with the side eye. Come here, boy. But the truck stop we saw that is really nice.
Yeah, the Kenley.
Really nice.
Kenley or Keenley, North Carolina.
They sell a bunch of truck accessories. They have all kinds of cool stuff in there.
I think it's like exit 133, I think. Don't quote me on that. I think it's 133. 134.
I don't remember the numbers.
The fact that I even have any number to throw out there blows me away.
I don't remember the numbers of the exits. Yeah. But it's cool to like My first thought was like, when asking in terms of hey, does it feel good to just it in terms of like back to the podcasting thing before we go back to Edible Adventures, like does it feel good to like put something out, like the whole personal journal aspect? Because I wonder like, okay, well, I'm gonna recap my weekend, say what me and the lady did, say what you and I did, but like, does anybody care to listen to that? Like, who's gonna care?
Well, I think the people that listen to it are the people that are invested in you, or the people that randomly find you that say, okay, I like this guy's spin on whatever.
That are just interested.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you incorporate, like you said, some other stuff, random stuff that's not personal journal, because maybe you get people in through that, and then they invest in you. Really, that's what it comes down to, is finding people that will invest in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, having something to say, you know, and people just buy into whatever kind of person you are. They like that person. That's what they're going to be getting behind.
And it's crazy because when I started this, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do a video every week on my personal YouTube channel. That hasn't happened.
No.
But I have, however, started doing a video every week for our channel.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you said that too, because I haven't uploaded to my personal channel since the first week of May.
Oof,
so Meron. We're coming up by the time this is out, it'll be 2 months, because I'm probably not going to have anything out by then. I want to, but there's also this part of me that's like, I just want to focus on this channel because Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, because this is really where it's going to go. You know, like people, yeah, they might find some video from me or whatever, but I want them to go to that channel. That's where we're putting all the effort. And soon we're going to be crossing the subscribers of my channel, because I have 330 on my personal. And as of today, we're at 321? 320?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have 174 or 175 on my personal one.
So it's not that I don't want to do stuff on my personal. I do, but I'm kind of in that same spot where I'm at with my podcast, where like I just don't know what I want to do on that channel. So we already know what we want to do on our channel.
Yeah.
We just need to eat food or go to truck stops where we don't have to eat food.
It's so. It just turns out that it ended up like now with how we're doing the joint videos on Mondays and then we each do our own solo video. Now I actually am filming and editing a video every single week.
Yes. So that, it gets you in the habit.
Yeah.
It's like I did this bold proclamation that I was going to do 100 videos in 2021 and I may not hit that with my solo channel, but I may hit it with our channel because those videos count. As long as I'm making a video, it doesn't matter if it's just me or me and you, it counts. It's a video.
It is a video.
So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
By the way, we should make a fun prediction since this is not coming out like the same day it's like we're doing it. We should make a fun prediction for the 2nd of July. How many views will the Ocean City Pizza Part 2 video be at by this Friday, by today?
Okay, so
it's coming out tomorrow. For people listening, it's coming out in the morning. We're recording this on Sunday night. I don't know if you like to pull back the curtain, but.
No, I pull, yeah, because it gets confusing.
Recording it Sunday night at like whatever time it is, I don't know. But it's coming out tomorrow at 11 a.m., so. What is your prediction of how many views it'll be by Friday?
By Friday, July 2nd?
Yes.
I'm going to say... I'm going to be very bold.
Should we make a bet? Should we make like a lighthearted fun bet?
Sure.
Okay. What should the bet be?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you have bet ideas, call in.
Yeah.
There's no number.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. That's what I'm feel like be, right now.
So that's what? That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So 4 days.
Yes. And for perspective sake, the first pizza one, was that not at like 100 views in the first day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 625. That's in
What the fuck? In 4 days? Yes. Are you out of your fucking mind?
That's kind of bold.
Aim low, perform high, baby.
Honestly, realistically, I'm going to say...
God damn, 625?
In 4 days, I'm going to say 340. 340.
Oh, now you're backpedaling a little bit. I'm going to say...
Final decision.
Okay.
425 views in 4 days.
That's like three different numbers in the last 1 minute that you were spitting out numbers.
I love to flip-flop.
I'm just going to call out one number and just be done with it. Your number one more time was what?
425.
237. That's a random fucking number.
I didn't know you were going to go that low.
Hey, man.
But if you're listening...
Low expectations.
I feel like a little shit for saying.
No, because you always do this. You always do this. You wait to hear what I say, and then you try to reposition
your
opinion to what I say.
Pick something and stick to it.
Yes.
2 million views. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I know. But for the
237.
The Ocean City videos have been popping.
They really have.
Like crazy.
That's why you are the leader of the Ocean City videos on our channel.
Well,
that's the area you're in, so
yeah.
Keep on rolling with it. God knows that, you know, we can go out and make a McDonald's chicken nugget video that might get 30 views, or we can go to do an Ocean City video that's going to get like 600. I think I'm going to take the one with 600.
Yeah.
The 600, so we get new people in that will watch these 30 view McDonald's chicken nugget videos or whatever. Do we even have a McDonald's? No, we don't have McDonald's chicken nugget.
Like we would say,
that is number four. Wow.
Like we would say, like, you know, if they watch one of the Ocean City videos, then they're like, oh, well, let's look at their other videos. So it'll bring traffic in.
Bingo.
And it's just crazy. Like, even our pizza one, like, we'll be like, we could be really hype about a video. Like, oh, this is awesome. Let's do this collab meal. Let's do the Travis Scott collab meal. I mean, that's, you know, and then Ocean City, it just pops.
Yeah. That first pizza video just crossed 1,000 views. It was either yesterday, I think yesterday.
And that video.
Saturday.
We did.
Like a month ago?
Yeah, like mere weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it just crossed 1,000 views. People are searching for Ocean City, Maryland.
They sure are.
And it's one of our favorite places, and It's funny, on my podcast, I've mentioned the Gary Cantrell podcast. I talk about Gary Leonard's Edible Adventures every damn week.
Yeah.
And I talked about your, you know, I talked about your Follow the Numbers episode because I listened to the whole thing and I'm like, and I said, if you want, I basically said, if you want to listen to it, if you want it broken down in more detail, go listen to that. But yeah. Like, I mentioned how you go into why the, how they're gaining all those numbers and how they're gaining us X amount of subscribers. But like, our channel subscriber wise has grown the quickest it has to date in the past, what, month or a few weeks with the Ocean City videos?
Yeah, so we filmed that Ocean City video on May the 1st, I believe. It's 1st of May. And I remember we ran into some kids that were asking, they saw we had cameras, and they were like, oh, yeah, you do YouTube. Yeah, we'll subscribe to you. And I think that was like 227, 228 we were at subscriber-wise. Yeah. So today we're almost at like 100 more. That's huge, man.
It's
a big freaking deal. And I'm just, I'm incredibly thankful for each and everybody that, each and every person that checks out a video.
And yeah, and even the solo videos you did when you and Heather were in Vegas.
Yes.
Like we were talking about
that aren't doing shit compared to your Ocean City videos.
But still, like, but even still, like what we were talking about earlier, the travel videos just do better.
Yeah.
The videos that are in another location, they just do better.
Yeah, when we can go full time, we're number five. When we can go full time, we'll just be traveling. You know, or at least I'll be trapped. I mean, you're in Ocean City. You're already where the action is.
But you got to remember, like, even, like, at the end of the day, my solo videos aren't that great.
I disagree strongly.
But they're okay, but I disagree
strongly.
The big kicker there is that, okay, they are
come
good.
Out of your shell in a major way. Like, if you look at the first pizza video, or even, I mean, fuck that. Go back to last year when we did the first two videos in Ocean City, and you look at how you were then, very shy and timid and quiet, and then you go to the one that's out now that we're going to see go out tomorrow, and you see this really good personality that has come out of you. You've come out of your shell, Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
I guess so.
In terms of, like, the actual editing, I guess, I'm sure you're the same with your, I'm my own harshest critic. So, like, I look at it, I'm like, okay, it looks, and the lady's doing a good job filming me eat the food. It's just like, when I'm talking about the actual editing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, did I forget to say this? Did I forget to say that?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like. And then I'm like, I don't know. And then you're like, dude, the video was sick. And I was like, okay, yeah. I guess I did okay. You know, but I mean, and I know you're the same way because we're very similar.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I look at you, I for as much as you say that you can learn from me, I think of the same way I can learn from you, because you do these Ocean City videos that are 2 to 3 minutes long, if that. And I feel like you offer more in those videos, whereas like the Vegas ones for comparison are like 6 to 10 minutes. And I mean, I'm not saying they're bad. I think they're fine videos, but I think in many ways I can learn from you about how to kind of like get to the point in a short, compact, bite-sized way. Because if you look at the average view duration of the people watching your videos versus people watching my solo videos, your people are staying through the whole thing. You know, mine are kind of dipping off, so it teaches me a lot of what to do, you know, of how to get better with maybe getting more to the point.
Well, I feel weird. I feel weird thinking I taught you something, because I learn everything from you, but no, like, sometimes I'm like,
But hold on, I'm sorry. That's what makes us good partners in this whole channel, because we can learn from each other. If I was just on, like, some fucking pedestal where I'm like, you know, learn from me, I'm the master, you know, and you know nothing, and you can do no right, and you're just here. Like, what kind of fun? What kind of fun is that?
Yeah,
Ryan's sticking his finger through his zippers. What the fuck? But what kind of partnership would we be if it was one way?
Agreed.
It wouldn't work.
And I just, sometimes I'm like, man, like, I still feel like I don't talk enough. I still like being super descriptive is something I struggle with. And like,
I struggle with it too.
But it's after the fact, I'm like, damn it, I didn't say enough.
Because if you look at that pizza video, and I encourage anybody that actually gives a shit, like if you want to hear what I'm talking about, go to both of our pizza videos. And if you look where, like, if you actually time it from the moment we start to the moment we finish, like let's just say if I'm reviewing one place or you're reviewing one place,
yeah,
it's about a minute, minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
So to that point, that means right now just where we're at is we're learning and we're getting better and we're trying to evolve. We're in that spot where, you know, when we're describing something, it only needs to be about a minute or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's...
It's, but I'm like with the Red Velvet Pancakes. Shout out Chase Brevig. We love your support, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
We were talking about you earlier, if you're listening to this, but it's... For some reason, I need to confirm this. I think he's overseas. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel like a real
piece. I'm gonna feel like a real idiot.
I'm gonna feel like a real piece of shit if he's
Chase, you better light up his DMs if he's wrong.
If he's in the States, but Chase Brett, it's just a cool sounding name. I don't know what it is about it. But no, like, because I'm like sitting there with the pancakes. I'm like, this is tasty. I taste red velvet. I taste pancake, and that's really all I said about it.
That's true. Like, you're also like last bite with a fucking 75% of the pancakes left on the plate. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, that's so Larry.
I know, my girlfriend was like, "Well, it's okay. That's your final bite on the video." I'm like, "But yeah, but Gary and I, when we say final bite, like we mean final bite. It's literally the last bite."
Maybe you just say something to the effect of, "Hey, let's take one more bite and then we'll get out of here."
That's a good idea. I'll say, "All right, I'm gonna have one more bite before we wrap this up."
Yes,
that's what I'll say.
I think that's better.
Yeah,
it's not so final.
I feel like I'm cheating people. I'm like, "Final bite." They're like, "You still have half a plate left, dog."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But yeah, no, I mean,
oh man, you know what we should have made? We're not going to do this, obviously, but we should have made the bet, like, for the view count. Whoever was the loser should have to go back to Benny Palmetto's and do that challenge.
Oh yeah, that's no, I'd be done after one slice.
Oh my God. Which, by the way, they have a challenge, 30 minutes. It's a 28 inch pizza. You have to finish it. And if you finish it, you get $280. If you lose, you buy the pizza, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a 300 plus pound man. Even I could not do that.
Yeah, it's we sat down when we were filming the video today. It probably took us a good maybe 5 minutes to do one slice.
Yes.
It's no joke. Like it's a huge pizza. The slices are big.
Oh yeah, they're
to eat one of those single-handedly in 10 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's absolutely impossible. Where the fuck are you going to put that? You think about that pizza and you fold it down into your stomach. Where are you going to put that at? It's not possible.
It's a gigantic pizza. The cats are like, they're like, "What's going on?"
Yeah. We're having fun today. This is a good time here.
Yeah. But it's awesome. That was six burps, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. That was number six.
That was number seven.
That was number seven. Jesus, yeah. I missed number six.
That was a little weak burp. But
it's all right.
Yeah, the challenge is crazy. The challenge is cuckoo.
Yeah, it sounds. I wouldn't cuckoo. Make that bet with anybody. By the way,
I'm like, could you give me like 2 hours and maybe double the money?
Yeah,
and I'd. You know, but they
might be worth it to make a video.
It's $280 because it's a 28 inch pizza.
Yeah, it's a buck an inch.
A buck an inch.
Well,
yes.
$10 an inch. Excuse me. My math is terrible. This is why I failed math, by the way.
Yeah. I suck at math too.
Yeah.
But this was fun.
Yeah, man.
We'll go ahead and wrap this up
because
we have dinner to eat.
Yeah, we do have dinner to eat. We're not filming that though. We're actually just gonna sit down and enjoy it.
And we have bullshitting to do and all that stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Well, thanks again. This was fun.
You don't do outro music. You just go hard stop on them.
Yeah, I plug it in after the fact.
Ah, very good.
Post roll. I learned that from you.
Oh, you got a post roll. Look at you, fancy motherfucker.
To save me work.
Oh, okay, there you go.
To save me work.
You're all about saving work.
I'm not just going to hang up the phone and that be it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, let's get the hell out of here.
All right, then. Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye then.
Bye.
That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/LarryMullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.